This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9 and 3RW live from the City Square. Neil Mitchell and David McCarthy, we've combined. We've joined forces because we want to talk about and we want to deal and we want to advance the cause of fixing youth suicide. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the studio Micah Scott. Micah is the general manager of Minus 18, and Minus 18 has been going for a number of years now. It's funded partly by the Victorian government, but they've got dozens and dozens of volunteers, and they do fantastic work with young gays and lesbians. And Micah, welcome.
Thank you. Very nice introduction.
Thank you, Micah. And with us also Tony Van Hammond, who's the manager of Headspace Barwon, who was part of the counselling group who dealt with that awful cluster of suicides down that area over bullying issues at the schools. Tony, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Has it settled down in Geelong? Or the Geelong area, rather, the Barwon area?
Well, the suicides have. But, you know, the demand for services is certainly growing, really.
What was the death toll in the end?
Five in the overt media, and yeah, from a personal and a professional perspective, it was one of the most horrific experiences that I've had to go through, and the community impact is underestimated.
It started off as a matter of bullying, did it not? Was that believed to be one of the problems?
One of them, yes, and I don't want to talk about specifics, etc., but certainly there was a variety of circumstances at the time that were contributing to the issues that were
occurring. I do remember the parents of one of the girls, first girls, spoke to me and talked about the detail behind it, and they were speaking for the right reasons to try and get the message out there, and suicides continued.
Yeah. They continued, and I mean the response of the local region was fantastic, and I know they've been getting ongoing support. But I mean, why? What's the most common problem that you and Micah? What do you hear from kids in terms of the problems that they're facing, you know, that brings this on, Micah, perhaps?
I think particularly for same-sex attracted young people, it's social isolation, which is caused by homophobia. And we look at a lot of the problems that same-sex attracted young people face, and the core of the issue is homophobia. It's that fear of rejection due to homophobia. It's not being able to reach out for support for the fear that, you know, that sort of homophobia and that those actions are going to cause them issues.
And what about the kids who are not homosexual, not gay?
Look, the kids that are coming in, and young people that are coming into our services, are wide and varied. You know, there's a lot of bullying issues, relationship issues, both with their peers and families are significant stressors. You know, managing stress and day-to-day life.
We've always had these stresses, haven't we? David was quoting the figures before. So why the suicides at the level they are?
I don't have an answer for that, Neil. You know, if I did, we may not be having this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the fact is we're talking about suicide, and suicide has been a big no-no in the media. You don't talk about it. As an ex-journalist, I was told you don't talk about suicide. But, you know, what is contributing to this? If there was one thing that you guys could do that would reduce the rate of depression amongst young people and mental illness and leading to suicide, what would it be?
Look, if I had a magic wand, you know, the literacy, the acceptance and the awareness of mental health and really what it is one of the key things. You know, my perspective is the program Mental Health First Aid should be in every workplace. We have first aid officers, we should have mental health first aid officers. You know, schools should allow the subject of suicide to be discussed. We need schools to feel comfortable to present that, because at the moment they don't want it. We have to check with them if we're allowed to say the S word.
What about media? Sorry, Micah, before we get... What about media? Do you think that We should, and Mac is right. When I started a little bit before him in journalism, and the first thing I was told, you don't talk about suicide.
I think, you know, I believe we need to talk about it. That's my personal view, and there's others that back that up. And certainly from a Headspace perspective, you know, we are trying to get the media to talk about it. It's about doing it in the right context, yeah. And not talking about the specifics. Talking it about as an issue in a global sense is absolutely paramount because it's a reality. It's more than road toll.
Well, so let's talk about it. And we spend a lot of time and money.
Absolutely.
So as Tony touched on briefly, the magic solution in talking about school support and safe environments, what we do know is that research has showed for same-sex attracted young people that if they're in a supportive environment and their school have policies in place that support same-sex attracted young people and against homophobic bullying, that their rates of self-harm and or suicide attempts are halved.
But this puzzles me. The people I talk to, the kids, I mean, and I take your point, I like the word kids, but the young people I talk to and even, you know, people into their up to 40.
Yeah.
There's no issue here. They say, I might say, what do you think about gay marriage? Well, why is that an issue? What do you think about this? You know, such and such has come out. Yeah, so what?
But it's not the people that agree with us and understand, the people who support same-sex marriage, they understand what the issue is about. It's about equal, about being equal. It's the people who don't agree and the things that they say and the attitudes that they have that, you know, they're making, you know, the environment that they're operating in, it's to them, they're trying to make it acceptable. Their bigotry and their hatred, and they're passing it on to the kids. And kids, you know, copy each other's behaviour, and it's a pack mentality.
Whether it's to do with gay issues or bullying or cyber bullying or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's the thing is that these issues are not just a young person's issue. It's a community issue. Mental health is an issue. You know, like statistically, there's a lot more men that are at risk that as well. And, you know, we focus on young people. Mental illness, mental health issues face the community. We've got to face this as a community. It's not just the health professionals either. We've got to connect and work with other agencies. Micah and I have just talked about a program that happens in Geelong with our local government. You know, we can enhance services, we can connect services if we don't work in silos.
And, you know, where the paradigm has changed, and sorry, Neil, is you look at something like Men's Shed Online.
Yep.
You've got, you know, people like James Brock and Mick Doohan talking about their professional lives, but also the impact that has, the stresses that puts them under. And the Men's Shed is about, you know, this is for older guys, you know, to gather online and talk about issues. It's not just about young people.
That's right.
Look, I thank you both very much for coming in. I'm sorry we can't go for hours and hours, but we have to take some breaks and talk to the audience, and I really thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Michael Scott, Tony Van Hammond, thank you very much. We'll take a break, come back with some more calls.
Joy 94.9 and 3AW Better Together. Better Together. With 3AW's Neil Mitchell and Joy's David McCarthy, raising awareness of issues affecting today's youth.
Of course, we made a lot of organisations help with suicide support. We'll put a list of them onto our website, including places like Headspace and Lifeline. I'm told the Jesuits have got a website, supportaftersuicide.org.au. Macker and I'll take a call. Hello, Rod.
Oh, good morning, guys. When I was about 16 or 17, one of my mates came out and told me that he was gay. At the time, I didn't even know what the term meant. And he came out to me because he was too afraid to come out to his parents. So, and look, I accepted that because he was my mate. And as I grew up and had got kids of my own, when my kids got into their teenage years, I talked to them about the fact that, you know, that not everybody was attracted to, you know, the opposite sex, and just taught my kids that at the end of the day, whether you're gay, lesbian or straight, people are just people. And my kids have grown up with that attitude, and now as they're 18 and 20 years old, they have gay and lesbian friends because the kids at their school that they'd known came out to them. So I think it's a culture that needs to start way back with the parents you know, to let the kids know that it's okay. And if you can't come out to your parents, come out to a friend or come out to a favourite uncle or something like that. But, you know, if you really feel you need to do it, find someone who will support you.
Would you agree with that, Macca? Thanks for calling.
I would. And if I can just ask, you know, how did you feel? I mean, because your son would need, you know, he needs positive reinforcement. How did you do that?
Actually, my son is not gay.
Sorry, your son's friend, yeah.
To him, it was just not an issue. Like, he'd grown up with, I mean, I'd had gay and lesbian friends, you know, through the years, and to my son and daughter, that's just, it comes down to people are just people. You don't walk down the street and everyone you meet say, hi, you know, my name's Rod and I'm heterosexual, and that's not an issue. So in our family, being gay is just, okay, it's not an issue.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Rod, and that's the point I was making earlier. I think that's the message I get generally. We do some feedback too. nmitchell@3w.com.au. Macca, this is from Nev in Spotswood.
In Spotswood.
And Nev says, listening, it's Spotswood on my RDO. That means he's
got a day off.
In the building industry. Very proud of Neil and 3OW for coming on board, supporting all youth, straight, gay, etc. Respect, Neil, until today I thought you were homophobic.
No, surely not.
We're coming up to the news.
And don't forget, we're trending.
We're trending.
20,000 people on Twitter are listening and talking about us, and that is fantastic.
Well, about the issue, even better.
About the issue, and that's what it's about, and we want your calls. 96900 693 131332.
And immediately after the news, the head of Beyond Blue in the studio, Jeff Kennett, and new research they've done on the issue.
Joy 94.9 and 3AW Better Together. Better Together. With 3AW's Neil Mitchell and Joy's David McCarthy, raising awareness of issues affecting today's youth.
Of course, we made a lot of organisations help with suicide support. We'll put a list of them onto our website, including places like Headspace and Lifeline. I'm told the Jesuits have got a website, supportaftersuicide.org.au. Macca and I'll take a call. Hello, Rod.
Oh, good morning, guys. When I was about 16 or 17, one of my mates came out and told me that he was gay. At the time, I didn't even know what the term meant. And he came out to me because he was too afraid to come out to his parents. So, and look, I accepted that because he was my mate. And as I grew up and had got kids of my own, when my kids got into their teenage years, I talked to them about the fact that, you know, that not everybody was attracted to, you know, the opposite sex, and just taught my kids that at the end of the day, whether you're gay, lesbian or straight, people are just people. And my kids have grown up with that attitude, and now as they're 18 and 20 years old, they have gay and lesbian friends because the kids at their school that they'd known came out to them. So I think it's a culture that needs to start way back with the parents, you know, to let the kids know that it's okay. And if you can't come out to your parents, come out to a friend or come out to a favourite uncle or something like that. But, you know, if you really feel you need to do it, find someone who will support you.
Would you agree with that, Macca? Thanks for calling.
I would, and if I can just ask, you know, how did you feel? I mean, because your son would need, you know, he needs positive reinforcement. How did you do that?
Actually, my son is not gay.
Sorry, your son's friend, yeah.
To him, it was just not an issue. Like, he'd grown up with, I mean, I'd had gay and lesbian friends, you know, through the years. And to my son and daughter, that's just, it comes down to people are just people. You don't walk down the street and everyone you meet say, hi, you know, my name's Rod and I'm heterosexual. And that's not an issue. So in our family, being gay is just, okay, it's not an issue.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Rod. And that's the point I was making earlier. I think that's the message I get generally. We do some feedback too. nmitchell@3w.com.au. Macca, this is from Nev in Spotswood.
In Spotswood.
And Nev says, listening, it's Spotswood on my RDO. That means he's
got
a day off in the air, lazy in the building industry. Very proud of Neil and 3OW for coming on board, supporting all youth, straight, gay, etc. Respect, Neil, until today I thought you were homophobic.
No, surely not.
We're coming up to the news.
And don't forget, we're trending.
We're trending.
20,000 people on Twitter are listening and talking about us, and that is fantastic.
Well, about the issue, even better.
About the issue, and that's what it's about, and we want your calls. 96900 693 131332.
And immediately after the news, the head of Beyond Blue in the studio, Jeff Kennett, and new research they've done on the issue.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.